When I came to the edge of the woods, I saw the two blonde children coming disconsolately down the drive, wobbling and stumbling as they walked. It was the girl who, losing her footing and almost falling, turned her head and saw me first. She stopped. When her brother saw me, he grew self-important with knowledge and spoke.
"You can't go up there. The policeman said. You have to stay away."
"I see." In the arch of the lodge gates, their mother appeared. She was slightly breathless.
"Are you two all right? I saw a police car in the street."
And then to me,
"What's going on?"
It was the girl who answered her.
"The policemen have made a tent. You're not allowed to go near. They said we have to go home."
The blonde woman raised her eyes to the sight, frowning at the sight of the white tent.
"Isn't that what they do when—"
She didn't complete her question in front of the children, but I knew what she meant. "I believe that is what has happened," I said. I saw her desire to draw her children close for reassurance, but she merely adjusted the boy's scarf and brushed her daughter's hair out of her eyes.
"Come on," she told the children. "It's too cold to be outdoors anyway. Let's go home and have cocoa."
She turned to me.
"You could do with some cocoa yourself, couldn't you? You're as white as a ghost."
We fell into step, following the children. "My name's Margaret," I told her. "I'm a friend of Aurelius Love." She smiled.
"I'm Karen. I look after the deer here."
Ahead of us, the girl lunged at her brother. He veered out of reach, running into the road to escape her.
"Thomas Ambrose Proctor,"
my companion shouted out.
"Get back on the pavement!"
The name sent a jolt through me. "What did you say your son's name was?" The boy's mother turned to me curiously.
"It's just, there was a man called Proctor who worked here years ago. My father, Ambrose Proctor."
I had to stop to think straight.
"Ambrose Proctor? The boy who worked with John the Dig, he was your father?" "John the Dig? Do you mean John Digens?"
"Yes, that's who got my father the job there. It was a long time before I was born, though. My father was in his 50s when I was born." Slowly I began walking again. "I'll accept that offer of cocoa if you don't mind."